bed. Mm-hmm. All depending on what they had, they wanted to keep in a dresser or something of that kind.
Now, what was a dresser like?
Thing just like this, with drawers up and down it, but on the back, it had two pieces went up. It had a glass in there, and you could tilt that glass backwards and forwards, see yourself standing in front, see yourself from down to your shoes in that glass, mm-hmm. tilted right. Mm-hmm. Some of them called them dressers.
So a dresser had some kind of mirror on it?
Yeah, it had a mirror on it. Yeah, that's right.
Well, was there any piece that was just all drawers, no mirror?
It was what?
Did you have anything that was just all drawers and didn't have a mirror?
Just like this right here, called chest of drawers.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard people call a chest of drawers by any other name?
I don't know as I did, tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. I guess it did. That's what I always called it. Heard it called that time.
You ever heard people talk about a chaperone?
Oh, yeah. That's a place where you put clothes in the chaperone. And most chaperones, down half of them, they got a mirror just like that over there.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Well, back then, where did people hang their clothes?
Well, and most times, if they had a hip robe, they hung them in there. If they didn't, well, they had what's called a clothes closet to mm-hmm. put them in, mm-hmm. in the corner of the room. My dad built him kind of things in the corner of his house, bedrooms, such like.
Mm-hmm. Was there ever if you didn't have a clothes closet, did you have a separate piece of furniture that was all hanging space that you used for that?
Well, very seldom anybody had a separate piece of furniture to hang clothes in. Common poor people, they'd say, and go like my folks was, they'd cut off a corner that way with a string and a curtain, hang your clothes in there. That was the most common thing used when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. I see.
It was commonly used because people weren't able to buy stuff like this. Besides, you couldn't get it without paying an old price for it in that day and time.
Uh-huh.
They weren't able to buy it.
Well, did you ever hear people talk about having wardrobes?
Yeah. That was a big old thing. You could hang clothes up in. It's tall enough to hang clothes up in them old wardrobes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what did people use to put over their windows to keep the light out?
Window shades.
Now, are those things on rollers that you pull
yeah,
down?
Yeah, they were on rollers. You pull them down, you loosen them, turn them loose, and they roll back up themselves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What, did you have these things that you can adjust? They're kind of slatted, you know, and you can adjust them to let in the amount of light that you want?
We call them Venetian blinds.
Uh-huh.
You let the string, you adjust them with a string?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's them old Venetian blinds.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you either use those Venetian blinds or shades or curtains?
Yeah.
Any of those?
Late years, they brought on them things like this there. I don't like them in a way I like them pretty well, too.
What do you call that?
I call it a window shade. That's uh-huh. all I know about it. Oh, I heard them called. They may have some fancy name for them, but that's my common name about them, tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard people use the word drapes?
What?
Drapes.
Window drapes? Yeah, a lot of them call them things window drapes. Mm-hmm. Right there.
I see.
A lot of them do.